strength.
Seven, no.
From 5 to 7. Can you do Bifale Man?
Hari Hari.
Hari Hari. You cannot?
हमारे जीवन
हमारा जीवन सदा पापे
राधा कृष्ण
कृष्ण देन यू शुड बी सिंग एज यू लाइक
Yeah.
Vishnu Padai. Quickly.
Thank you.
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्वे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातर्यायुधा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवै वास्मि न जिगामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं First of all, my millions of dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Guru Pad Padma Om Vishnu Vasis Mad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And millions of dandat pranam in the lotus of feet of my Siksha Guru Sri Om Vishnu Vasis Mad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Now, you should hear carefully. What is the meaning of carefully? With great honor and a strong belief to follow all these things. What Sukadev Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj. We will follow. By this idea, we should hear. When I read Srimad Bhagavatam, so many thoughts comes new. I want to explain each and every shloka and all the words that Sukadeva Goswami has uttered or Vyasadeva has. But in 4 days, 5 days, we cannot do it. But I want that we should hear all these things. Then, Jnana and Vairagya Yukta Bhakti will come. Surely it will come by hearing. So I want, but we have no time. But I think that in India, where I will be, I will explain all these things. All should know. We read it in 7 days, a very poor manner. Now, once when Kaljig was about to come, perhaps when Krishna disappeared from this world, from very day, Kaljig entered. But Parikshit Maharaj was very, very strong person. He can conquer Kaliyuga. If he wanted, he would have been killed her, him. But he saw something, very strange, wonderful thing, that in Kaliyuga, if a man will chant Hare Krishna, Hari, Krishna, Ram or Krishna, anything, any auspicious name of Krishna, very soon they will be liberated. In Satyayu, by
Dhyan, meditation,
by very kathor tapasya,
severe austerity.
In Treta, by
fire sacrifice,
Ashwamedh and other things. And in Dwapar, Puja Archan, everything will be received by name Sankirtan Vandi. So he thought, I should not kill him. But he gave some places. Jutam, Panam, Istriyam, Suna, Jatra, Dharmo, Chaturvida. He gave, but Jutam,
gambling,
and panam,
intoxication.
And Jutam panam, istriyam, avaidhi istri sanga. Avaidhi istri sanga means
unfair.
And pasuhinsa, killing of animals and others. There Kali lives, but he also wanted something more. You should give me any more place. Then he thought anything and told, you can be in gold. Gold means money, wealth. Where there will be money, gold, very rich person, they will do four, what I have told before. Automatically they will come. And he will be very ahankari.
Proud.
And he will be like Kansa, Jarasandha and others. We can easily be careful from force. Dutam panam istiyam suna. But wealth, oh, very dangerous. Sometimes we collect money to build mandir, temple and so many things. But for Kanishta Adhikari, it brings all the unearths. Or dispute comes. Then Brahmacharya Sannyasi used to quarrel themselves. They cannot be careful. They cannot be safe. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, they were preaching lot of money, wealthy person following him and giving plenty of money. And when they passed away, oh, quarreling for position. I will be the head of this place. I will be the acharya. And I will deal with so much money. Be careful. Be careful. At once coming and at once you should
spend it
in what purpose? In any Krishna consciousness for the service of Vishnu and Vaishnava. Otherwise you cannot be saved. Nowadays I see these all things are coming in Vaishnava society also here and there. So you must be very careful. Our Guru Maharaj is to tell, to make money is very easy. But when you will collect, then what will be?
Use proper use
is very difficult. Very difficult. So, Kaltu have come. And Sant Sanat and all the rishis assembled in Namisharanya. Who are Sauna? Were disciple of Vyasa. Very high and cultured. He was somewhat any of the babe, master of babe. It has been written here. So very high class, a realized person. And there, in the council of Parikshit Maharaj, where he was going to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva, his father, Parashar, Gautam, Vishwamitra, Vasishtha. Who is Vasishtha? Or Manasan of Brahma. Marichi, Atri, all the sons.
Angira, Kulastha.
Yes. And also Navajogendra, Agastha, Kabi Habiya, Tariksha, and so many. And there, Shrut Goswami was sitting on the... And he is reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. So they asked to Sut Goswami. Here is Lomharsan Sut. O Palewala ka naam?
Ureshrava
Sut. Ucheshra.
Pehle wala jo hai. Aage Lomharsan Sut. Aage Ugrasava Sut.
Ye Ugrasava. So he is Ugrasava, disciple of Srila Vyasadeva. They are telling, they are not less than himself, Suta. But still, he was like a baby, or swat-like
parent,
Sukadeva Goswami. So he was reciting. Also he was disciple. Direct disciple of Sukadeva Goswami. So he heard Srimad Bhagavat from him. And from others also. Shiksha Guru, here and there. As we heard some from our Gurudev, also Shiksha Guru, his god brothers. So many. So he hears so many things. So they ask this question. Now, Prayena Alpayasaha. In Kali Yuga, the age of human persons, very short. If imagine, we can imagine 100 years. Those who are conquered their senses, they, and those who are not jitendriya, oh, very less. Prayena alpa ayusa sabya klavasmin yuge, yuge jana mandas mandamathayo, mandabhagya upatruta. Oh, very small buddhi. Intelligence, very less. They'll be like animals. Sumandamatayo. And intelligence, like animal. Nothing. Mandabhagya.
Unfortunate.
How? They will do something for happiness and they will receive what? So many sufferings. So many problems and problems. He upadruta. And so many diseases, so many enemies, so many things will come that they will make upset your mind, everything. Oh, you are sadho. Sadho means you are following your sata. Krishna is himself sata. Keeping Krishna in your heart. Always. You know the essence of Vedas, Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, and everything. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is essence of all the Purans and Ved, Upanishad, Nigam, Agam, everything. So we are praying that you should tell us how our soul will be happy. How my body, myself will be happy, there is no question. Question is what? How our soul will be jatma, atma, will prasidati, will be happy. Bruhi nasad dadana. We are all
faithful.
Respectful.
Faithful.
Faithful. Oh. So, jenatma samprasidati. You should tell me. And then he began to tell. He became very happy. Why? This question was like prerna dene wala, hriday mein. Krishna ki lilaon ka smaran ki prerna dene wala.
Giving inspiration in his heart to the Mother Krishna's pastimes.
What?
Inspiration in his heart.
Oh. Impression in his heart. All pastimes of Krishna came at once in his heart. And he became overwhelmed. And then he began to. Oh, he did what? First. Oh, he did pranam to his Gurudev. Yang prabhrajantam anupetam apetam kritam dvaipayano virahakatar ajuhava putreti tanmayataya tarvopinedu. Tang sarva bhutaridayam. Oh, young. Prabhrajantamanupetam apetakrityam. He was 16 years in the womb of his mother. Thus they become very worried. Oh, who are you? I don't know. But you should come out. Why you are giving suffering to your mother? Come at once. He told that I cannot come. When totally Maya will be gone from this world, then I may come. Oh, I'm driving Maya. And you should come out. I have no faith on you. To whom you have faith? I have faith in Krishna. So Krishna will come and tell, then I will come. At once, Dasdev meditated and Krishna came and told, oh, I am Krishna. You should come out from the womb of your mother. And what became? At once, in a second, he came out of the womb of mother. And prabrajantam. And he took like sannyas, paramahans ways, and began to run away from house. And then he was persuading him, oh my son, putra, putra. Why? He knew that he will be brahmajnani, detached from whole world. He will only be qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So if he will go, what to do? Then where to preach and who will preach Srimad Bhagavatam? So, he was following and what doing? Putra, putra. But he was not answering and instead of him, our trees began to echo. What putra? Kaun kiska putra hai? Kaun kiska beta hai?
Kakasapati putra da maheva ikaranam.
Who is putra? Who is son? Who is father? Who is whose father and whose son? And thus he ran away. But he was persuading. Oh, he was going, he saw that in a very big pond, so many naked girls were playing together. And then Sukadeva Goswami went, but they were playing as they were playing, naked in the pond. After that, when he passed away, then
Vyasadeva,
with long beard, white everywhere. He went there and they became shamed and they came out of the pond. They took their clothes and began to do pranam. Then Vyasadeva told, oh, you are my daughters, daughters, daughters. I'm your grandfather's, grandfather of grandfather. And my son, at the age of 16, quite naked, very beautiful. And he passed away and you have no shame at all. But now I'm coming. And you became son. Why? Oh, your son is like a dry wood. He never saw here and there. Never. He went straight. So he was like a dry wood. But you are asking us. You have feeling that we are girls, you are. That is why we have to. So Sukadeva Goswami, high, high class of renowned. But Dasdev persuaded him and he wanted to bring him back. Anyhow, by any trick he brought this. Oh, first, Katha is very long. So I'm telling
someone.
Then he brought him and turned him Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, you know Sukadeva Goswami. Nirguna pratishthitam. Nirguna brahma. Nirguna brahma pratishthit. He only stays any place 5 to 3, 6 minutes as if any cow is milked. only, not more than that. But Saunakar telling, oh, this Sukhdev Goswami, how he was in a place and learned everything, though he was Atmaram. Why? He cannot stay in a place, but how he stayed to learn all this? Oh, Atmaramasya Munayo Nirganthapi Uru Krame Kurvanta Hetukim Bhaktim Itam Bhut Guno Hari. Oh, to see pastimes of Krishna so attractive, so sweet,
so powerful
that even Atmaram, Atmakam Rishi, oh, want to hear and to recite it. What to tell for me? And then he learnt everything. So he is doing pranam to that guru who is everywhere, like Krishna, and very karuni, merciful and praying. What he has done? Jaswaba swanubhavam akhila shruti sarameka adhyatma deepam atitya tirshatantamandam sansaruna karuna aha purana guhyam tang vyasa sunam guru mupvaya. Oh, there is a pool, bridge, where there is water. We cannot
cross.
So bridge is needed. The army of Ram could not cross
the ocean
to the Lanka. So a bridge was made by
monkeys.
Nil. And they could cross. So world is what? Bhavsagar.
Big ocean.
Oh, big, endless ocean. Bhava moments to take birth and to die and to take birth. We are in this. But that day, what he made, Sukhdev Goswami, or recited. And he was the first speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam and prachara of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, he has made a breach. He was very merciful. And he has recited this to Parikshit Maharaj. And by Parikshit Maharaj, it went to whole world. So I am going pranam to him. Sudarshan. And he goes sing. Kirtan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Brahman. Very good, Krishna. So to remember Gaur Leela. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has? Bhaktivinoda Thakur. All past times has come. Now, hearing the question, Sukh Goswami remembered all the sweet past times of, and he became very joyful. And then he did pranam to his Gurudev, Sukhdev Goswami. So, everywhere, we should do pranam to Gurudev. If you are going to any place, from one place to another, you are doing archan, you are doing anything, any tapasya or any archan, bandhan, anything, begin from Gurudev. This is our... Because Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. So he began from here. Shavai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhok khaje ahetu kabyohita jah atma samprishitati. Oh, in one sloka he told how atma will be happy. Jayatma samprishitati. There are so many kinds of religion in this world. Muslim dharma, Hindu dharma, Buddha dharma, Christian dharma, Muslim dharma, so many. Thousands and thousands. But they are not Nitya Dharma. They are not Bhagavat Dharma. If that is thing, good thing, okay. We can take. Like steps of Sanatana Dharma. But when there are somewhat confliction.
Conflict.
Oh, we should give up. They are not Param Dharma. Param Dharma is one without second. Krishna is Supreme Lord, he is one without second. Adya Gyan Patat Krishna. So religion must be one. Not so many things. But now, or from beginning, we see so many rishis. Oh, their math, so many. Many kinds. Dharma satattam nihitam guhaya. Mahanubhava bhava jena gata shakta. So, in which Brahma, Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. Oh, this is real dharma. This is Atma dharma, Bhagavat dharma, Vaishnava dharma. So, what is Paramadharma? Nishchit rupena.
Sure.
Sure. Paramadharma. Jato bhakti adhokhaji. Adhokhaji Krishna. He cannot be realized by senses, human senses. Avang manso gochara. So, bhakti should be done. How? Ahetukya. There should be no reason. No bodily gain or anything. And apratihata. Without any
interruption.
Like madhu honey.
Stream of honey.
Stream. Tailadharavat avichinnagati. That by following that dharma param dharma, you can be happy. Srila Rupa Goswami. Oh. Knowing the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave a paribhashik definition
of bhakti.
And which is anna bhilashita sanyam. Jnana karma dhyana pritam. Anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti. We try to follow these things. There should be no loop and hole. Aranya Maharaj will explain. You should come here.
Good God, it's
With the examples.
Right? Srila Rupa Goswami. And the inspiration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And ya vilashita shunyam jnanakamatena varitam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. In brief, can be said that the continuous, unbroken cultivation of all endeavors of the body, mind and words and of internal feelings which are meant exclusively for the benefit of Sri Krishna, which is not covered by karma, reward-seeking activity, jnana, cultivation of knowledge for liberation, yoga, austerity, etc., and which is completely devoid of even the slightest smell of any other desire of those endeavors, those feelings, they are called uttama bhakti, transcendental devotion. So, especially our Srila Vishnu Chakri Thakur, he has explained deeply the meaning of each.
I can ask anyone.
Word of this verse.
Anyone, and I will make a stand them if they cannot reply. So you should all hear carefully. To anyone I can ask, ladies or males.
Lads.
Here, the Swaraplakshana, the intrinsic characteristic of pure bhakti has been described in the second line. Anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. And the extrinsic characteristic, or that which is not bhakti, has been described in the first line. Anyabhilasita shunyam jnanakamatena varitam. So first we come to what bhakti actually is. Bhakti is anushilanam. Shiva dhatu means cultivation. And this verbal root has two aspects. That is called Cheshtarup and Bhavarup. In other words, Shiva Dhatu indicates an activity and also a concomitant emotion. So bhakti is an activity and an emotion. First we'll look at Cheshtarup, the activity. This activity has been divided into two parts, Sadhanarup and Karyarup. The Sadhanarup means practice. What type of practice? This practice is divided into two parts, Pravrittiyatmaka Cheshtarup and Nivrittiyatmaka Cheshtarup. First of all, Pravrittiyatmaka Cheshtarup means to accept enthusiastically all the activities such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Bhagasevanam, Achamandaram, Dasasakhyam, Atmani Vedanam, Guru Pad Ashraya, Diksha, Guru Rasevan, Saddhama Pratyasiksha, Sadhu Maganugaman, all the angas of bhakti to accept them. How? Utsahat nisyakdariyat tatakama pravatanat. With enthusiasm, patience and confidence. This positive acceptance of the path of devotion is called pravrittiyatma cheshtarup. Yet it's not enough. Something else should be there. Nivrittiyatmaka cheshtarup. Also one should make an endeavor to avoid all of those things that are unfavorable for bhakti. Atyahara pyasa chaprajalpumini amagra. Overeating, over endeavoring. Associating with worldly minded persons, etc. Also means one should make a very careful, deliberate endeavor to avoid 10 types of nam aparad, beginning with satam ninda, criticizing Vaishnavas, guru avagya, disrespecting Sri Guru, etc. 10 types of nam aparad. Also, the dham aparad, jiva aparad, offenses to all living entities, even to an ant. All of these things. And anartas, cultivating and holding on to mutual desires and identification with I and mine. Or to neglect these things, to at once give them up. This, it constitutes nivrittiyatmaka cheshtarupa. So when both are there, this is the aspect of sadhana. The karya aspect of cheshtarupa refers to those who by sadhana they have attained bhava. In the stage of bhava, all activities such as hearing, chanting, remembering are undertaken as the anubhavas or the reactions to internal feeling. In other words, when rati, spiritual emotion, manifests in the heart automatically, then this spiritual emotion causes one to sing, dance, chant and remember, etc. This is just the root. On the other side, bhavrup. Bhavrup means prati itself, the staiva, one of five permanent foundational emotions, and also sansari bhavrup, the transitory persisting emotions. So in brief, all of these ideas are only included in the word shilanam. Anupoyana Krishnanam shilanam. We only discussed this word chil so far. All this together, taken together, is bhakti. But this shield is cultivation. Our activities of the body, mind and words and of emotions should be what? Anu shilanam. The syllable anu indicates anugatimayam. That bhakti is undertaken how? Not independently or whimsically, but under the very careful guidance of Sadguru, pure Vaishnavas, Sri Krishna. The word anu also indicates nirantartamayi. There should not be a break. Bhakti should flow like honey pouring from a jar. It doesn't splash here and there. It stays in one big stream all the way down to the ground. So all thoughts, feelings, activities without any break. It should flow like this. For example, Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was doing his sadhana bhajan. But what happened? He became attached to a deer. This was a break. So, at that time, he came out from the definition, anushilanam. It was not uttam bhakti anymore. So, these are examples. Anukulyena, now, anukulyena. One may say, anushilanam is there, but it should be anukulyena. What is that? Anukulyen means pratikul bhav rohit, that the activities should be devoid of any antagonistic mode towards Krishna. Anukulyena. Pratikul bhav rohit. Why? Because we see that persons like Chanura and Mustika, the wrestlers, they also were bringing happiness to Krishna. By wrestling with Krishna, by striking Krishna, Krishna felt great happiness because he was enjoying the fights. But is this activity bhakti? No, it's not bhakti. Because it's not anukulyena, pratikul bhav rohit. It is not devoid of an antagonistic mood. They wanted to kill Krishna. On the other hand, we see that sometimes Mother Yashoda, she does things to Krishna which don't make him happy. Sometimes she twists his ear and his hat. Sometimes she can tie him up with a rope and then he's crying. Sometimes she takes a stick and Krishna runs away in fear with tears in his eyes. So, can we say that this is not bhakti because it doesn't give happiness to Krishna? No, must be bhakti. Why? Because her endeavors, they are in relation to Krishna and they are for his benefit. It is pratikul bhav rohit. She never thinks that she will give any harm to Krishna. But whatever she does, even if Krishna will not appreciate it until he grows up later, and then realizes it was all for his benefit. Yet still we see that her heart has no antagonistic mood. It's only for Krishna's happiness. So such activities, anukulyena Krishna anushilanam, they can be called uttam bhakti. If they have all these qualities, yet the tatastha lakshan should also be present. Otherwise it will not be uttama bhakti. What are the tatastha lakshan? The marginal characteristics or extrinsic characteristics of bhakti. First of all, anyabhilashita shunyam. Should be anyabhilas. Anya means other. And abhilas means desires. Anyabhilas shunya, completely devoid, not even the slightest trace or smell of any other desire. Here Rupa Goswami felt that it was not complete to say anyabhilas shunya. He said anyabhilas shita shunya. Here he is given a suffix on the word anyabhilas. This suffix indicates that one should be devoid of other desires when one is in his under normal circumstances. This has been given because those sadhaks who still have some connection with the physical body, they are at the time of great danger, at the time of great calamity, they are bound to call out for Krishna saving him. Now to call out, to ask Krishna to save one, this is not within the definition of anukulyena Krishna anushilanam. Yet it's been included here because the example is given of Draupadi. Draupadi was being disrobed by Kushasha, and at that time she called Hey Govinda, Rakoshana, Abdujibrahari, O Krishna, I take shelter of you, please save my life. And Krishna came in the form of his Vastra avatar, sorry incarnation, and in this way protected the dignity of Draupadi. So this example has been given because if a devotee, the sadhak, who still has some connection with the physical body, he is not in his ordinary circumstances. In ordinary circumstances, he would never, ever, ever ask Krishna for anything. But at a time of great calamity, he may call out, oh God, save me for a moment. Yet he will not be excluded from the definition. Because generally, you would never ask for these things. So the suffix has been given, Anyabilas, Shita, Shundam. Then, Jnana Kamate Navritam. Jnana, knowledge, is of the three types. Tatpadatta Jnana, Thampadatta Jnana, and Brahmajiva Aikya Jnana. So first, Tatpadatta Jnana refers to knowledge of Bhagavan. Krishna is to Bhagavan, sorry. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Sarva Shaktiman. He has all potencies. He is full of compassion. He is Satchidananda Vigraha. He is the ocean of mercy. He is also the ocean of rasa. This is all knowledge of Tat, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is one type of jnana. Another type of jnana, that is called Tvampadatta jnana. To know, who am I? I am not this physical body. I am Atma, the soul. This soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, by constitution, I am His eternal servant. These are the types of knowledge included in Tvampadatta jnana, knowledge of oneself. The third type of jnana is called Brahmajiva Aikya jnana, knowledge that Brahma, that is the Nirvishesh, Nirgun, Nishakti, the impersonal light of Brahman, is one with, non different from, the Atman. So this type of jnana, it completely covers bhakti. If there's any smell of the idea that the Atma and Bhagavan are the same, that all Atmas are the same, that we are all God, I am you, and you are me, and we are all together, this knowledge completely destroys bhakti. So here, jnana kamate navritam, bhakti should not be jnana avrita, covered by knowledge, which is completely destroys bhakti. But some knowledge can be there. What type of knowledge? Tatpadatta jnana and Tvampadatta jnana. Knowledge of who is Bhagavan and who am I. So in the beginning, this is helpful. But gradually, as one advances, this is also jnana priyasamudapasena manta eva jivanti samvakaritam bhavadivama. This knowledge should also be left behind. So, jnana karmariya navritam. Here the word karma means that one can perform karma, but not those karmas which cover bhakti. What is the example? We see that in Vedic society, if your parents pass away, you'll have to offer oblations, pinda. Like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Jagannath Mishra passed away, he went to Gaya and offered oblations there for his father. So these activities, should such karmas or pious ritualistic religious activities, should they be performed or not? So Rupa Goswami Pai said, oh, if they will not cover bhakti, so what makes a karma cover bhakti or not cover bhakti? It depends on your shraddha, on your faith. If you have a faith that by doing this karma, then my bhakti will increase, or by neglecting this karma, my bhakti will be disturbed, then this karma will cover bhakti. But if one will have the faith, oh, whether I do it or whether I don't do it, it won't make any difference whatsoever to my bhakti, because bhakti is independent of karma and jnana. Bhakti is always transcendental. Then, if one will engage in some karma without any faith in that activity, then it will not cover bhakti. And therefore we see that Vaishnavas, they do, oh, birth ceremony, hair cutting ceremony, first grain ceremony, and wedding ceremony, and pinda, offering oblations to forefathers, all of these things. But why do they do it? Because it's a very good excuse to invite all the relatives and all the villagers and everyone to get together and have a big kirtan, and hear Hari Katha, have Sadhu Sangha, and honor Mahaprasadam. So like a trick to set an example for society and to bring everyone into the fold of pure bhakti may be accepted. So it's called Jnana Kamadhyanavritam. The word Adi means etc. It refers to yoga. Mm-hmm. If one will practice the yoga system and one will have faith in the yoga sutras, then big false ego will come. I am the doer. One will not have dependence on God and on the mercy of Shri Guru, the Vaitiki Kripa, because one has faith in his own activities. So here, Adi refers to yoga, also refers to dry renunciation, Shushka Vairagya, artificially giving up the things of this world while internally still meditating on them. So all of these things are very dangerous and they should, they can be accepted to a certain degree, but not in such a way that they will cover bhakti. So when all of these components of the definition given by Rupa Goswami are present, it can be called Uttama Bhakti or Transcendental Devotion.
Very good. Thank you. Oh. This bhakti begins from Shraddha. Beginning. Dhruv has bhakti, but not Uttama Bhakti. Karma Mishra Bhakti. Arop Siddha Bhakti like. So Dhruv is not Uttam Bhagavatar Shuddha Vaishnava. It may be after that he has received the association of Narada, then he may be Bhakta. Also, Prahlad Maharaj, Jnani Bhakta, some touch with Jnana. Opulence, he was not Nirvishesh Jnana, but who was his worshipable deity? Krishna, really. But Nisimha, they came only to protect him, save him. Because in Prahlad Charitra we see, O Krishna,
Matirna
Krishna, Parato Satova, and also so many things.
Krishna
Vaikuntha. Vaikunthiya Krishna. But some gyan touching. His Prabhu has no appetite. No drinking thing.
No thirst.
Oh, he never used to talk. No message. Like Hanuman messaging Ram. He used to bring so many fruits and flowers here, there, something. But how this Prahlad Maharaj will serve? Never he can serve. Like a father, he can pay him. He can sing the glories. Hanuman, Ambarish Maharaj, more better.
Prahlad Maharaj is worshipping Nisimha Dev, offering prasad, offering water, everything.
Or to deities.
And Ambarish Maharaj is doing deity.
No.
Yes?
No.
So much difference.
He used to live especially in Vrindavan. He used to go to Radhakund, Shyamkund, Nandagaon, Barsana. Prahlad Maharaj never did. After that, Hanuman, Premi Bhakta, but lacking something. He cannot embrace Ram. He cannot give his remnants to Ram. Bharat too, Lakshman too, Sita Devi too. But like Dasya. No? So, something lacking in Krishna when he became Ram. Marjada Purushottam. Ram can give up Sita. Even if he will take his shelter like his wife, or he will give up you. Why? For Marjada. Marjada is nothing. Krishna, or what? He kicked Marjada. I don't want to be tightened in Marjada so that my heartly beloved Sita Devi should be sent to for. I cannot tolerate. So Krishna never did like so. Sakha, Oh, yeah.
Riding
over Krishna. Oh, my ghoda, my horse. Oh, go on.
Run faster.
Arjun made him sarthi.
Chariot.
So, more. Like Nanda Yashoda. They controlled Krishna. Krishna began to fear. Oh, mother will bind me and beat me, punish me. More than that, gopis. And more than gopis, Radhika. Even by Chandravali. And in what? Rude, Adhirud, Mohan, and then Madanbhav. Even not in Krishna, even not in Lalita Visakha. So this bhakti, Uttama bhakti, from Shraddha to Madanak bhava of Radhika is there. If you will follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami, very easily you can understand all these things. And then he telling, Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janyatyasu Bharagyan Jnanan Jag Ahetukam. If he will do this bhakti, especially Ahetuk Bhakti, Vasudevi, he has taken the name, he has not told that Bhagavan. Oh, who is that Bhagavan? Vasudevi. And especially he told, Ete chans kala punsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Bhagavan, swayam bhagavan used only in Nandanandan, Yashodanandan, Radha Raman. Only. Not for. Even Dwarkadish or Mathuresh Krishna. So this is the speciality of Bhagavat world. So if this bhakti, especially, it can be used in Ram, Nishingha, Kalki, Baman, all. But especially if anyone do this bhakti, to Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar, very soon, Gyan and Vairagya will come. They will not cover bhakti. That is transcendental Gyan and Vairagya. All tattva gyan will come. And detachment from worldly toxications must come. If not coming, then what thing? There is something like
leakage.
We should be very careful. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. There are four.
Purushartha.
Told in Mahabharata, Puran and others. But here he is telling, dharma is needed. Dharma is needed. But the object of dharma should be what? Dharma sunishita punsa. Vishvakshein kathasuja. Na utpadad yadiratain samayevahi. If anyone is chanting, doing archan, doing book distribution, preaching so much, but he has no taste in Hari Katha, sweet pastimes of Krishna, then all are useless. After some time they can give up chanting name, they can give up archan, bandhan and all other things. So, we should try to have a taste in hearing Hari Katha. And then, our dharma should be for what? Apavarga. Your apavarga means not mukti. Krishna bhakti. And artha should not be for what? Sense gratification. It should be by this, for the service of Krishna and Vishnu and Vaishnava. Kam. Krishna Paramatmane. Krishna. For Krishna. How to serve Krishna? How to serve Krishna? So, not for intoxication or
sense gratification.
And what is that tattva? He is telling. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam jajjnanamayadvayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti shabdate. We have explained this shloka. If we'll explain this shloka, a whole day will go in this. Even in one shloka only, how we can explain whole Bhagavatam. But anyhow, you should know tattva be, those who know tattva. They tell that that param adhokshaj vastu, Vasudeva, or saying Bhagavan Krishna, is paramatattva, advaya tattva. There is nothing, anyone has no independent
existence.
Oh, we are so many jivas. In this world, there are so many creeper, trees, species. Animals, species of life. Also, Ram, Krishna, Balaram, Bauddha, and so many. Avatar.
Incarnation.
But no any one of them, they have no independent existence. So, Advaita Jnana Tattvate Krishna. And he is told, Brahmaeti, Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. And Bhagavan is the most prominent among them. And that Bhagavan is who?
Raja Bhagavan.
Krishna controlled by Radhika. That Krishna. Love and affection. He is Akhil Rasamrita Sindhu. So, in his past and species, all these things will further tell all. Shraddhadhana munyu jnana vairagya yuktaya pasyanti atmani chatmanam sutbhakti. If anyone will hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then he will realize his atma and also super soul Krishna. But how? Sruta grihya. He will have to hear from Guru. Any qualified Guru. He should first hear and then he should realize. And hear Hari Katha. And then hear Hari Katha. Srinvatam Swakatha. Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hiddhantasto Jabhadran Vidunisahita. Oh, you.
Come to the sequence of shlokas in the second chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this sequence of shlokas is describing how a person should hear this transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam and what will be the effect of this on that person and his on his heart. So this shloka is telling Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Vidyantaksto Hibhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. So this transcendental message, Krishna Katha, this is the divine sound incarnation of Krishna. It is none different than Krishna. And also within everyone's heart, Sri Krishna is situated as Paramatma, the antaryami, the indwelling witness of all of our activities. So, Hridyantaksto, as situated there, when he sees that someone is making the attempt to hear his transcendental message from the lips of the realized souls, Svakata, his own descriptions given in Srimad Bhagavatam about his transcendental pastimes, then Hridyantaksto Hibhadrani Vidhunoti. Then at that time, Krishna becomes the well-wishing friend of the devotee who is hearing this message. Suhrit Satam, he becomes the Suhrit, someone who desires the well-being, the benefit of that person. And then within his heart, he begins the process of cleansing that person's heart, Vidhunoti. So all of the abhadras, that means inauspicious things within the heart, which hamper our transcendental progress toward the lotus feet of Krishna, these abhadras or anarthas, unwanted things within the heart, they gradually become cleansed from the heart by this process of hearing. And then tada rajastamo bhava, nashta praishu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishiki. Now, nashta praishu abhadreshu. At that point, when the devotee has heard sufficiently and his heart has become almost cleansed, not fully. Praishu means almost cleansed. Nashta praishu abhadreshu. These abhadras have been partially removed to a certain extent. Then, by the process of nityam bhagavata sevaya, that means constantly engaging in the service of Bhagavat. Bhagavat is actually two different types of Bhagavats. One Bhagavat is the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam, the sound incarnation of Krishna. And the other Bhagavat is the transcendental person Bhagavat, the Bhakta Bhagavat. So these two entities are constantly being served by such a devotee. Nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. By the process of serving the Bhagavat, then naishtiki bhakti. That means completely, firmly fixed in the process of bhajan to the lotus feet of Krishna. This comes within that person's heart. And now he reaches the stage of nishtita bhakti. Then, at that time, tada rajastamo bhava kama lobha dayashchaye. Then the three modes of nature within this world, especially rajas and tamas, the modes of passion, modes of ignorance, which cause lust, anger, greed, illusion, they become cleansed from the heart. All these effects he becomes freed from them. Kama lobha dayashchaye. Cheta etair anavidham stitam sattve prasidati. Then that person, he comes to the point of being situated aloof from the effect of these modes of nature. Anavidham, he's no longer affected by lust, anger, greed, illusion. And stitam sattve prasidati. He becomes situated in the transcendental plane and in sattva, in mode of goodness, where now he can begin to understand this transcendental message. What is next? Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavad tattva vijnanam mukta sanghasya jayate. Evam prasanna manaso. Now, through this process of bhakti yoga, his mind, his consciousness becomes prasanna, becomes very satisfied, and he begins to understand Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. He begins to have realization, transcendental, pure perception of the Supreme Lord, anubhuti, real realization, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana, then mukta sanghasya jayate. Now he becomes actually liberated from all effects of the material nature.
Vidyate hridayam.
Vidyate Hridaya Granthis, Chityante, Sarva Samshaya, Chiyante, Chasya Karmani, Vrishta, Evatmanishvare. So now, the Hridaya Granthi, there is this knot, Granthi, within the heart that is binding the conditioned soul to this material body and mind in this material world. So Vidyate Hridaya Granthis, now this becomes pierced. And Chityante Sarva Samshaya, all of his doubts become removed. He fully understands the truth of Krishna, Bhagavad Tattva. Vidyate Hridaya Granthis, Chityante Sarva Samshaya, Kshiyante Chasya Karmani. Now at this point, all of the effects of his previous past karmas, they are now destroyed. And Drishta Eva Manishvade. Now he has direct darshan of the Supreme Lord within his heart. He begins to realize his own spiritual identity and his relationship with the Supreme Lord. So this powerful message of the Srimad Bhagavatam causes this effect on the hearts of the conditioned soul. And the Srimad Bhagavatam itself is the very process by which this transcendental Param Dharma, this pure bhakti to the lotus feet of Krishna can be attained. So the Srimad Bhagavatam itself is announcing that anyone who hears this transcendental message, these effects will come to him. Let me check up with you this one.
Now, in the end of Dwapar Yug, by Parashar, in the Om Bap Satyavati, a kala of Krishna, like Narayan, Vyasadeva came out. And he knew everything. He divided Vedas in four sections. Anyone cannot do. And then he made a essence of that whole Vedic literature. And that is called Brahma Sutra or Sharirik Sutra.
Vedanta Sutra.
Vedanta Sutra also. And then for jivas, conditioned souls, though who cannot read Veda, Brahma Sutra, for them he wrote Mahabharata, very long
history.
Mahabharata. In that he wrote Krishna pastimes, especially Kuru Pandava Charitra. And in that Shanti Parva, Gita, and so many jewels are there, he wrote. Anyone can teach. Ved we cannot do. Brahma Sutra, we tell Bhakti Vedanta, but we don't know all these things. So for unfortunate persons and ladies, he wrote Mahabharata. Oh, 52 kinds of Puran. Puran, Upapuran, Shaka Puran, so many things. And one day he was sitting in the morning when sun was rising on the bank of Saraswati. Oh, he was thinking, oh, I've done everything. A general person cannot do it. But why? I'm not satisfied. Perhaps I have not done what I have to do. And he was repenting. In the meantime, his guru, guru of first Kavi, Valmiki, guru of Dhruva, guru of Prahlad, guru of all. Prachin Rishi, Prachin Bahir, and all others Rishi. He is Jagat Guru. He came with his dinner. How? Radhika Ramana? Nam. And he came. And that they at once stood up, did pranam and paad argha again. And when sitting, then Narada Rishi told, "O Vyas, you are Kala Brahman, Narayan. You have done everything what a general person cannot do. You divided Vedas, made Brahma Sutra, Puran, so many, Mahabharat, Gita, Indas, Shanti Parva, so many things. But you are not satisfied. Why? Oh Gurudev, really what will you? I have done all these things. What should I do? But still I am not happy. My Atma is not sufficient. Please tell, what is the rogue, disease in me, lacking in me?" Then Gurudev told, Guru can tell. And he told, "Great learned person, in whole world there has not been, no present, not in future, like Vyasadeva. But he was not satisfied. What to tell us? Our learning is very small, nothing. So we should think it." And then Gurudev, I want to see. Not to see pulse, only he saw and told, "You have done all these things, but you have not done something. What? You have told everywhere in all Vedas. What? For sacrifice, Ashwamedha, Yajna and all these things. Dharma, Artha, Kam, even you have told moksha. But you have not glorified sweet pastimes of Krishna. This is lacking. You have done something opposite. You told Ashwamedha Yajna. Also very powerful kings have done. What is that? They used to cut Ashwamedha Yajna, Ashwamedha means ghoda, horse, and to sacrifice. They used to very beautiful horse in his name. They used to write, anyone who is powerful, he can
check the horse.
Check my horse. They should be favorable to me, under my control, otherwise they will have to fight. And in that fight, what becomes? Lots and lots of persons used to be killed. What is this? Hinsa? Now, all things like that. Narada, why you wrote this? Why Bali? Bali means?
Sacrifice on the fire.
Why you have written? So, you are said wrong. If anything, very ornamental language there is, but no Hari Katha, no glorification of Krishna or Bhagavan, then what is? It is bias, tirtha. What?
Pilgrimage for crows.
Yes.
Like crows, where the crows used to take bath, like that. Like basket for
like dirty place.
Dirty place. And even no ornamental language, nothing. There must be any grammatical mistake, no harm. But where there is glorification of Krishna, all the high class of devotees they can hear. And Krishna will be very happy. Krishna was pursuing whom?
Kalyavan.
Krishna Karanamrita.
So
Bilvamangal was fond of prostitutes. very
lusty
and so on. But Krishna, what? He was writing, he was just speaking some slok for Krishna. And Krishna, oh, always here, drinking nectar from him. So anything where there is glorification of Krishna or glorification of his devotee, sadhu will hear. Otherwise, it will be given. You have not done. Have you written the love and affection of Nanda Yashoda to Krishna? Have you written the Sakha who used to die without 1 minute darshan of Krishna? Have you written? They used to take something and then taking out of their mouth and used to give. Oh, see how delicious. How tasteful. Delicious. Delicious. Have you written? Never. Have you written that, oh, Sakhas, Gopala, he used to Krishna, making Krishna horses like, and you should, oh, Duldal, oh, you should run up. Have you written? Never. Have you written that Krishna was controlled by gopis?
Never.
And Krishna told Napareham, Nirvadya Sanyujan. Have you told Brahmargit anywhere? How highest what? Dibbun Mar and other things to gopis. They became totally mad. They began to do Leela. Leela means I am Krishna. Or taking Govardhan like this. Have you written? They become totally mad? Never. Then what you have told? Kam artha dharma moksha. This is a what? Obstacle in Bhagavad Bhakti Mark. Now you should do. Told, how can I do? Oh, at once sit down. There. Do Achaman. Take shelter of Krishna. And follow Bhakti Yoga. What is Bhakti Yoga? To shun totally. Like sitting. Taking mind from body. No? And body from mind, or taking it to heart. And from heart to Krishna. Totally Krishna. Nothing is there. Remembering. Cling. Krishnaya. Govindaya. Gopijan Vallabha. Oh, if. Oh, bhul gaya.
Forgot.
Forget what? Body, mind, even his soul, everything. And one pointed, only Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And immediate Krishna could not remain. And he came at once in his heart. This is Bhakti Yoga. And then, and what became? He saw by Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga in Manasi. Samyak. Apashyat purusham purnam mayancha jada apashyam. And then jaso mohito jivatman tegunatmakam. We will explain later on. But we should know that when he told, then Vyasadeva told, oh, I want to hear how you received all these divya gyan. And then he told him. You remember? The past tense of Narada Goswami, what he told? He was a Dasi Putra. You remember? After you should.
Shogudev has ordered me to briefly describe the activities of Sri Narad Muni, which he revealed to Srila Vyasadeva in order to give him increased faith in Bhakti Yoga. He told how early in his life, in his previous life, he was the son of a maidservant. And it just so happened that she was serving the sages during Chaturmasya, during the rainy season, when the sages would stay in one place. Generally, they would wander here and there and give Harikatha, but during the rainy season, they stayed in one place for 4 months and purified the inhabitants there. So Narada Rishi was serving the Bhakti Vedantas there, and he was thinking and desiring, how can I give my life to them? By the arrangement of the Lord, his mother, the maidservant, was bitten by a snake and died. So Narada Muni, being already trained by the Bhakti Vedantas, having his senses already controlled, he wasn't attached. He looked once at his mother and then left for the forest. He was there serving the four Kumaras, and he left for the forest and performed severe austerities, following the instructions that they had given him. And for thousands of years, he was meditating and chanting his mantra. And then it was revealed to him the form of the Lord, because he was meditating on Lord Narayan, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Lord Narayan appeared to him and then instantly disappeared. And then, in an aerial voice, Lord Narayan told him, because he was weeping. He saw the Lord, he became in ecstasy, and then when the Lord disappeared, he immediately began weeping bitterly. And he tried by his meditation to get back that vision. But then he understood that you can't get back that vision by endeavor. Only when the Lord wants to reveal himself, then he's revealed. So by his bitter weeping and tremendous eagerness, the Lord appeared as an aerial voice and told him, I will not again show my form to you in this life, because I want to increase your eagerness. Narada was admitting that he had one slight desire which kept him from the eternal, forever vision of the Lord. Not so many desires like us, and not desires in passion and ignorance like us, but he had a desire in the mode of goodness. That is, he wanted to worship the Lord under a certain condition, in the forest, in a sacred place, by flowing sacred rivers, and alone. So that was a personal desire, though not a bad desire. So the Lord said, as long as you are tainted by any material desire, I'll not appear to you. So I want to increase your eagerness. You should go on chanting my glories all over the world, chanting my name and fame. And in this way, you'll become so pure that you can see me forever. So Narada Muni followed that instruction and chanted the glories of the Lord everywhere. Then when death came, it came like lightning and thunder occurs simultaneously. As he left his body made of the five elements, he immediately received his spiritual body, his Vastu city, as Narada Muni. And Srila Gurudev explained that this is actually Diksha. When one gets full initiation by his guru, he gets full realization of his relationship with the Lord, and all obstacles are completely washed away. So then, he had complete freedom from any impediment, and he was able to travel all over the material world and all over the spiritual world, chanting the glories of the Lord and making so many disciples. So he told his story to Vyasadev, and encouraging him for fully absorbing himself in the glories of the Lord in trance, and not writing Srimad Bhagavatam, but receiving Srimad Bhagavatam in Samadhi Vasya, in trance language. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is the Surup of the Lord, and it's the manifestation of the Lord realized by the trance of Srila Vyasadeva by following the instructions and inspiration of Sri Narada.
Thank you. Yes.
युज्यमाने मैतांग शुद्धांग भगवते इतनु आरब्ध कर्म निर्माणु नपतत पंच भौतिक फैन एरियल वॉइस कैन यू कैनॉट हैव दस माय दर्शन इन दिस बॉडी बिकॉज देर इज समथिंग अनर्थ सो यू शुड ग्लोरिफाई कृष्ण एंड हिज पर्स्यूट पास्ट टाइम इन होल वर्ल्ड and time will come then oh your death will come and your transcendental body will come so what he began oh took his swar brahma I don't know krishna perhaps himself came swar brahma and then by that he began to sing old evam pratasva priya nama kritya जातानुरागो चित्त उच्चै हसत तथो रोदति रौति गायत उन्मादयत नित्य च लोक व्हेन ही यूज्ड टू सिंग बिना लाइक दिस एंड करता लाइक दिस फॉरगेटिंग एवरीथिंग वेयर ही इज हु ही इज एंड फनली चॉन्टिंग श्री कृष्ण गोपाल हरे मुकुंद गोविंद हे नंद किशोर कृष्ण हासी यशोदा तनय प्रसीद श्री वल्लभी जीवन ओ चैंटिंग दिस नेम समटाइम्स रोलिंग डाउन ऑन द अर्थ लाइक सन्यासी ठाकुर रोलिंग डाउन समटाइम्स वीपिंग समटाइम्स लॉफिंग समटाइम्स what he was doing like mad persons and traveling world here and there then time came and what at once what he prayujyamane maitam shuddham bhagavati all and each prani jeev in this body they have transcendental body to serve krishna very sweet Very sweet. Some may be like friend, some may be like father, mother, Nanda Yashoda. Some may be like gopis. Some may be in the guidance of Rup Manjari, so many. Some may be like in Hanuman, like Bharat Satrughna and Prahlad and so. But everyone has each their transcendental body. When time comes by this process, Then one day, this body, first body comes, that very sweet, very beautiful, attractive, like Krishna. It should be more sweet and attractive than Krishna even. Those who can control Krishna. Gopi is more beautiful. Krishna was beautiful, really. But Radhika, More beautiful. Otherwise, how she can control Krishna? Huh? Ram was beautiful, really. But when he went to Janakpuri, and in a very beautiful garden, he saw who? Sita. What doing?
Picking flowers.
And he gave his heart. Because he was so beautiful. So, this Ladies should be also, or anyone, so beautiful that they can control Krishna. So this body came and this body left. This is the process. And then, Arabdha Karmanu, with his all fruitive karms, everything, this body went away and he was now able to go to Golok Vrindavan, to Swarga, to heaven. To Ramlok, Saket, to here and there, even Brahmalok, everywhere. And he became Jagat Guru. Bolo Jagat Guru Narad Rishi ki. Thank you. Now, one kirtan, Krishna Das, and then drama play will be there.
Some devotees has requested for initiation. It will take place there.